Pentagon says about half its civilian workforce will go on unpaid furlough if Congress doesn't pass a continuing resolution by next Tuesday. Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu has more on the contingency plan DOD releases today.
The final department-wide civilian furlough tallies are still being calculated, but DOD officials say they expect around 400,000 civilians to be placed in a non-pay, non-work status. Those numbers are based on the preparations the department made for a potential government shutdown in 2011, and the contingency plans have changed very little since then, says Robert Hale, DOD's comptroller. He says military members who legally cannot be put into a non-work status during a shutdown will be ordered to work as normal.
We can and will continue to support key military operations. We're allowed to do that by law. But the law would force us to disrupt many of our support activities. We wouldn't be able to do most training. We couldn't enter into most new contracts. Routine maintenance would have to stop. We couldn't continue efforts to improve contracting and financial management, including our audit improvement efforts, for example. Even worse, a lapse of appropriation causes civilian furloughs. It is one more blow to the morale of our civilian workforce.
In general, DOD will only be allowed to take on new financial obligations for functions that are deemed to be critical to the safety of life and property, including wartime operations. That means civilians who directly support those accepted activities will stay on the job, working without pay for now, but they'll have to be reimbursed eventually. But without an appropriations bill covering the fiscal year that starts on Tuesday, the department cannot write any checks that would come from 2014 dollars. That means pay for military members and civilians who stay on the job could be delayed, and no new contracts can be signed. However, that does not mean that DOD's contractor employees will be sent home.
Vendors working on contracts with funds obligated prior to the lapse, the fiscal 13 or earlier funds, could continue to work, assuming government personnel are available to provide any needed supervision. And they could be paid for that work. But during the period of the lapse, we can't sign new contracts or extend old ones unless they are directly in support of accepted activities.
For DOD's civilian workforce, the furlough that would happen under a shutdown differs significantly from the sequestration-induced ones that most of the department's employees went through this past summer. In that case, the department used its own authority to send workers home in an effort to save money wherever it could. Hale says under a shutdown, the rules are dictated almost entirely by federal law. So, for example, while DOD furloughed most of its workers who are paid by working capital funds this summer, they would actually stay on the job during a shutdown furlough.
Because the working capital funds have a cash balance that's based on funds obligated before the lapse, if you're following me, and so we have the funds, and they don't have to be furloughed right away. Now, that would have to be gradually, some of them, if we run out of cash. Whereas most of our working capital fund employees were furloughed in the summer because we wanted to reduce costs.
While military members and many contractors would still go to work during a government shutdown, there are restrictions on what they would be able to do. For example, contractors would still be prohibited from doing inherently governmental work, and military members could not do the work of presidentially appointed and Senate-confirmed officials. And Hale says while things like the war in Afghanistan definitely constitute accepted activities, that doesn't necessarily mean all military commanders have the authority to carry out their operations as normal.
These are the sort of gray area decisions that our managers and commanders are making right now as they identify accepted and non-accepted. But I think most of the ships at sea would stay there. If there were some that are stayed strictly in training and weren't accepted, they would be able to stand down if they had to, in an orderly fashion, and we'll have to make some judgment about what that means. Obviously, can't get the ship back immediately.
A shutdown would also affect the movement of military personnel. For example, they could be sent to Afghanistan, since the military operations there are an accepted activity. But troops due to come home would not necessarily be allowed to travel back to the U.S. during a lapse in appropriations. Routine moves of service members from one duty station to another would also be banned, and members already serving on temporary duty in another location would be told to return home as quickly as possible. Depending on how long a shutdown lasts, military members and accepted civilians may not see an impact to their paychecks at all. Because of the timing, the September 27th paychecks for civilians already went out as planned, and the October 1st payments for military members will as well. Hale says if the situation is resolved in the next week or so, the paychecks for the next two-week pay period will look pretty normal.
I think the earliest we'd start having trouble would be October 7th, and that's not a hard date. We'll push it as far as we can, but at some point we have to run the payroll. Frankly, I'm in triage mode right now. I'm trying to help coordinate getting the department ready to shut down if we have to. And so I haven't focused on the problems that will occur if the lapse, like that one, if the lapse occurs. I'll have to work with the Defense Finance and Accounting Service. We'll put it off as long as we can. Clearly, if the lapse extends to October 15th, there won't be a question. There may be some time prior to that when we'd be faced with either having to take a chance and go ahead and run the payroll and be ready or delay it.
But the situation's very different for contractors who are laid off because their contracts couldn't be signed or renewed, or for civilians who were furloughed. For those government civilians, Congress would have to take a separate action after a budget is passed to make them whole for the workdays they lost. Lawmakers did just that after the last shutdowns in the mid-1990s, but it's far from clear whether they would do it this time. Hale served in a similar position back then as the comptroller of the Air Force.
One thing I distinctly remember is that it was a horrendous blow to the civilians. I mean, there was months after that that I was hearing from them. We used a phrase that we have stopped using because it was wrong, of essential and non-essential, essential back then. And it's just not right because it's not whether you're essential, it's whether the law says you're doing with an accepted activity. There are lots of essential items to keep this military going that don't deal directly with accepted activities. We've stopped that. Maybe it'll help, but not too much. I mean, especially coming on the heels of the summer furloughs, I am very concerned about the effect this is going to have on our civilian workforce.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.